as landing lines are dropped to the crew below. The ship's 36 passengers and 60 crew members are anxious for this drawn-out journey to end. Suddenly, a series of loud blasts are heard. Radio announcer Herb Morrison describes the horrifying scene to his shocked listeners. When explosions rip through its tail, the Hindenburg is 260 feet in the air. Some passengers jump to their deaths. Others ride the burning craft down, leaping through the windows as the ship hits the ground. In only 34 seconds, the Hindenburg has been reduced to a smoldering skeleton. The final death toll, 36. Investigations into the catastrophe are inconclusive. But most experts believe a hydrogen leak ignited by static electricity caused by stormy weather resulted in the blast that destroyed the Hindenburg. But the main contributor was the use of highly explosive hydrogen gas to float the airship, a practice that was banned shortly after this tragic disaster.